There are 100 boxes in front of you. 99 of them have $1 million. One has poison that will kill you instantly. Do you open one? Hi there, I'm Mindy Jensen.
And I'm Carl Jensen.
And this is the Mindy
and Carl
on Money Podcast, where we talk about what happens after you reach financial independence.
So I have a question. Why do we call this show Mindy on Money?
Because Mindy Money sounds like a sketchy cryptocurrency.
Sketchy? That sounds way more than sketchy. I wouldn't use Mindy Money for all the real money in the world.
Hey, calm down.
You're not launching your own cryptocurrency, are you?
No. Do I like cryptocurrency? No, I'm done with you.
You talked about Mindy Coin a while ago.
Talked about Mindy Coin a while ago.
Okay, I think it was your idea. Mine was Carl Coin.
Yeah, okay. Well, neither one of them are coming out. Anyway, on this episode of the Mindy
and Carl
on Money Podcast, we are going to give you 16 questions to talk about with your partner.
But before we get started, let's take a quick break. Today's show is sponsored by us? Wait, what?
That's right, Carl. Today's episode of Mindy
and Carl
on Money Podcast is sponsored by the Mindy
and Carl
on Money Scholarship Fund. We feel very strongly about in-person FI events, and attending these can give you the boost that you need to keep going when sometimes you feel like you're the only person that you know that is pursuing financial independence. However, you need more of a boost when you're just getting started. And when you're just getting started is when you can least afford to go. So we have created a scholarship fund to help people attend these events. Go to mindyonmoney.com/scholarship. Boy, that's hard to say. To learn more.
Is there going to be Mindy Coin associated with the scholarship? Okay, enough. Let's get into it. In today's episode, we've come up with 16 questions to discuss with a potential partner or your current one to make sure you are on the same money page.
And on a deeper level, that you have common values. And while we don't want to pigeonhole anyone, these are better to ask before things get serious. So this is more aimed towards our dating listeners than our married listeners. However, if you're already married and you find yourself not on the same page, this could help you determine values with your spouse.
We do have some that will apply to married people, particularly the fart question, which we'll get to.
Oh my goodness.
Spoiler alert.
This isn't Mile High Fi. This is Mindy on Money. You don't talk about farts here.
No. It's going to be great. There's a purpose for it. Yeah.
And we sure don't talk about asparagus.
So these are really just meant to generate conversation. We're not trying to instigate an argument here. These are just meant to lead to a deeper conversation between you and your partner. So hopefully you build a stronger relationship. Hopefully it can be as deep as ours.
Aww.
Is it still deep after I rejected your Mindy coin?
Ugh, we'll see.
Okay, let's get into it.
We encourage you to go over these questions with your partner. You can download them at mindyonmoney.com/questions. We'll answer some of them in the interview. First up, number one, what was your childhood like?
Ooh, I like this one a lot because everyone's childhood is different and everyone reacts to it differently as well. I can think of one friend of mine who grew up fairly destitute, and his reaction to that is once he got a good job, he spent all his money. He's like, well, I never had money as a kid, so now that I have it, I'm going to spend it because I'm not sure it's going to be around, so I just need to have fun with it while I can. But then I've met other people in the exact same situation that reacted the exact opposite. They didn't have money, and then they hoard it because of money security issues. So everything always goes back to your childhood. Any issue you have as an adult, it's probably due to some kind of childhood trauma or incident. And that includes money as well.
Question number two. There are 100 boxes in front of you. 99 of them have $1 million. One has poison that will kill you instantly. Do you open one?
Ooh, this is such a good question. I want to pose it to you first. What would you do?
I don't know. I've got a 99% chance of getting $1 million, but I have crap luck. So I'm sure I would open up the poisonous one and die. What would you do?
If you wanted to open it, I'd be okay with it.
Oh.
Just kidding.
After I have my life insurance policy, right?
So this question for me depends on where you're at in life. If I was 18 and just out of school, I think for sure I would have done it. 99 out of 100 is a pretty great chance of winning $1 million. But now there's no way I'd ever do it. We are set and we don't need any more money. So there's no way I'm going to do it. But I'd like to pose another version of this to you. What if there was $1 million in 10 of the boxes and the other 90 had a fart in them?
I'm so done with you.
And your stupid fart questions.
Then I would do it. Is the fart going to kill me? Is it like this poisonous gas that's going to kill me? Or is it just going to be an unpleasant aroma for a while?
It's going to be pretty bad. Like you had White Castle and Taco Bell the previous night.
Nobody's even going to continue listening if you keep talking about farts. Yes, I would open it if it's not going to kill me. It's the death that gives me pause. I'm glad you just amuse yourself. You just laugh. You're just giggling like crazy. It's so cute.
We should tell the listeners where they could download this excellent set of questions should they want to ask their partner.
I already did. Thanks for listening.
Oh,
MindyOnMoney.com/questions. The listeners already got that, but I gave it to him again.
Okay, in case they weren't paying attention like me, apparently.
Story of my life. Number three, does talking about money make you uncomfortable? And if so, why? This is a great question because if you're uncomfortable talking about money, I want to know why that is. Are you uncomfortable with it because you've had scarcity mindset or scarcity in the past and therefore it makes you uncomfortable? Or are you hiding something from me? Or do you want to hide something from me? That could be a big issue, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it or we're going to break up.
Ooh, that's really good. I thought of the childhood stuff, but I didn't think of the hiding money. And we've both known people who have either hidden spending or hidden purchases from their partner because they know their partner wouldn't approve. And that's not a healthy way to go through life. And it's going to cause big problems eventually.
It is going to cause big problems eventually. Spoiler, it always causes big problems. If you're hiding anything from your spouse, with the exception of a surprise party that you're planning for their birthday, they're going to find out. Well, that's not the exception. They will find out about the surprise party too. But they're going to find out and it's not going to be pretty. Be open and honest with your partner.
And I think both of us are super comfortable talking about money. Maybe not so much Mindy coin. That makes me deeply uncomfortable.
Oh my God. Is that going to be the whole day?
Probably.
Ugh. You can email Carl@MindyOnMoney.com and tell him to stop harassing me.
Oof.
All right. Question number four. You inherit $10 million free and clear tomorrow. What would you do with it and how would your life change?
Ooh, I would stick it all in index funds and just sit on it for 6 months.
What happens in 6 months?
It's just time to think about it and ponder it before you do anything rash. You don't want to go out and like buy a Lamborghini Huracan that you're going to regret or some kind of crazy thing like that. You can just ponder your situation. But I could tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't move. I wouldn't sell our cars. I don't think there's a whole lot I would change about our lives. Like everything is pretty great now. And how fortunate are we to be able to say that? Well, how fortunate am I? Maybe you would find a new spouse or something.
With $10 million? Are you kidding me? I almost have you trained.
Almost.
Yeah, almost. I don't even want to ask this question.
Mindy wrote this one.
I did not write this one. White Castle or Taco Bell or French Laundry?
And this is question number five.
Question number five. I don't even know what French Laundry is.
Well, French Laundry is like a super fancy restaurant in San Francisco or close to there, I think, right? Sounds kind of pretentious with a name like that. Like, why would you want to go to a restaurant called Laundry? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, no. I thought it was a clothing line. Either way, I would pick Taco Bell. But if I'm going to have to pick a nice restaurant, it's not going to be any of those. Another question to ask is, what does luxury mean to you?
This is a super interesting question because for some people, it might be a race car or a motorcycle or a TV or a stereo. For other people, it might be early retirement. That's buying something as well. You're just buying your time and you're buying freedom to do something else. But that's not for everyone either.
You know, I'm trying to think what my definition of luxury is. Yeah. I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah, it's a great question. I always read things like, for example, a Tesla isn't luxurious. Like, why not? What doesn't it have? What makes a luxury car?
As a former vet driver, that's Chevette for all of you listeners out there. I can say that a Tesla is absolutely luxurious. Question number 6. Tell me about a time you struggled with money. Everyone goes through troubles here. The goal is not to poke fun at their past or to make them relive a painful moment. The goal here is to see how the person reacted to the situation and, more importantly, what they learned.
I remember when I was in college, I had no money. I was making $3.35 an hour, which was minimum wage back then. And sadly, I couldn't even afford White Castle or Taco Bell. Those would have been a luxurious dining experiences. Instead, I ate spaghetti every night because that was cheap, and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch every day. But at the time, that's just what it was. I didn't think anything else about it. It was just what the situation was. And perhaps it's because I never knew anything better up to that point. It's not like I was living in a big White Castle, and then I got downgraded to eating peanut butter and jelly.
So done with you.
Now, if I had to go back and do that, I don't think I would be so happy. But when have you struggled with money?
Oh, back when I was first living with my brother in that condo in Carroll Stream.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have a lot of money. I was driving like 45 minutes each way to work. I was working at that gym.
You had that stinky car for part of the time?
Yeah. I totaled the one car, had to get a new car. The only car I could afford was smoked in by a cigar smoker who didn't bother putting the windows down. And thanks for making me walk down that memory lane.
No, it's good, though. I think everyone should maybe not struggle or be in pain, but have a job that they don't like so much, because then that really makes you appreciate the good job when you finally get it.
Yeah. And I didn't feel like I was living in poverty.
I felt like you were.
Well, thanks.
I'm just kidding. I didn't. I don't think I thought about it once. Like,
I thought you were super rich because you had a house. Wow. Actually, I thought you lived with your parents at first. And when I found out that you had your own house, I was like, wow, it's not even a condo. It's an actual house.
Yeah, but really, I had super debt. Like, I was in a far worse situation than you.
I know. Look, turns out I was rich, not you.
Yeah, you were the rich one.
I was rich with my $0 net worth.
Better than negative $60,000. Okay, before we get to the next question, I want to address the bull in the room. YouTube viewers will see that we have a bunch of bulls behind us. Can you tell us what those are for? And by the way, we usually have one great big huge bull picture, and now we have a bunch of little ones. It's like the bull has reproduced and shot its offspring all over our recording studio here.
What a gross way to say that. We are going to send them to our guests who have been on the show.
Yes, so I took this picture of the bull earlier. No, it was last year at this point. Oh, time flies. And as a show of gratitude, we're going to give any person who appears on our show one of these bull pictures, photos.
There you go. It's an 8x10 original photograph.
We'll have some in economy, too. If you ask me real, real nicely, maybe I'd give you one. Maybe.
Give him a kiss on the cheek.
Well, if you win the asparagus eating contest.
Ugh.
Are you going to participate in that?
No.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
It is going to happen.
Oh, we digress. Question number 7. You won big on a game show and now... Question number 7. You won big on a game show and can have one of the following. Your dream car, a beach cottage, $250,000 in Bitcoin, or $250,000 in VTSAX. Which do you choose?
$250,000 in Mindy coin. No, I'm not touching that. Again, we're not looking for people to cast judgment or aspersions on their partner. This is just to show what their values are. If you would put the money directly in VTSAX and your partner is like, I want a Ferrari, maybe you've got something to talk about, or maybe you need to keep separate bank accounts because your money goals sound like they're a little bit different.
And that's a really great point. You don't always have to combine your finances, but you both have to be in agreement on not combining your finances. You both have to be in agreement on how you are going to handle your money. And we choose to combine our finances. We choose to consult each other when we have outsized purchases. We have not given ourselves a specific dollar amount where anything over $100, I have to check in with Carl, or anything over $2.50, you have to check in with me. That is your rule. But there's nothing off the table because we talk about everything. And I don't know if you got it so far or not, but we are big believers in the C word, communication.
What would you do with $250,000?
I would either take a beach cottage. What kind of ramshackle, crappy house am I going to get for $250,000 on a beach cottage?
Yeah, I'd probably have to be in a conflict country or something.
Yeah, okay. So I've already had my dream car, and that was really nice, but I don't feel comfortable driving that much money around on four wheels. So we got rid of it. That was a 1990 Acura NSX. Oh my goodness, so sweet. But that's out of my system, so I don't want a dream car. The beach cottage, nowhere you get in a 250 beach cottage anywhere worth having.
Like on a swamp in Wisconsin.
Oh, no. I don't believe in Bitcoin, so I'm not going to do that. It would be $250,000 in VTSAX, and let me guess, you would do the same.
The crypto people are going to send you hate mail.
Well, they can send it to I don't care at leavemealone.com. Question number 8. How often do you look at your investments? So here is where we part ways. Carl is obsessed with checking out our spreadsheets and our financial numbers, and he looks at them every single morning. Me, haven't seen them ever. I don't care. Like I know how much is there because he tells me this all the time. We talk about this all the time, but I don't log in and look at them because they are going to do what they are going to do. And me eyeballing them isn't going to change anything.
I'm so shocked. Like, you don't care at all. Like, you never, like, I've got it. I actually have it in two different places. We have an account at Empower. You can go to mindyonmoney.com/empower to learn more about that. And I actually set up, I've got two different spreadsheets, so we have it in three different places. And yeah, I probably look at them all every day.
Care isn't the right word. I'm not concerned. I believe in the long-term growth and viability of the United States stock market, which is what we're invested in. Okay. I believe that over the long haul, it's going to go up and to the right. So I don't need to keep looking at it every single day to see if it dipped down today and tomorrow it'll go back up, or it'll dip down for a couple of days and then go back up. I believe it's going to go back up. So I can look at other things on the internet.
And to be clear, you have a much healthier attitude. Well, I guess it depends on what other things you're looking at on the internet.
Recipes on Pinterest.
So that is better than checking your investments because, checking your investments is unhealthy and might cause you to do things that you shouldn't do. What do they say? The best people are supposedly dead people or something like that. The best investors.
The best investors are dead or forgot their password.
Yeah. Well, if that's what it takes to be the best, I don't want to be the best, but second best.
I think that's actually a myth. I said that once on a Bigger Pockets Money episode and somebody emailed me. They're like, that's not true. Again, if that's a myth and you want to call me out on spreading falsehoods, you can email idontcare@tellsomebodyelse.com.
And don't kill your partner to make them a better investment either. We strongly discourage that.
Wow.
But I think to close this one out, this is a really great question because it shows what their relationship with money is. And there might be something wrong if you check it all the time. If you're day trading and losing money, there could be an issue. But you just want to make sure you're on the same page with your accounts and any actions with that money.
Question number 9. Would you move for your dream job? Would you move for my dream job? I think this one is a really important one. This isn't date number 1 conversation. You're going to look kind of crazy if you ask this on the first date. But if your partner isn't willing to move for their dream job, they're probably not going to be willing to move for your dream job either. And I think that's very interesting. It doesn't make it right or wrong, but if you're a traveling person and they're not, it's better to know that up front. I knew somebody who lost their job and they lived in a very small town. And rather than entertaining the idea of moving to get a better job or to get a job, they just sat there and collected unemployment. And I thought, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you work to put food on the table? They weren't financially independent or anywhere close. But again, I have, what is this, like my 29th house? I've lived in a bunch of different places. I've only ever lived in one house for 6 years. That's the longest I've ever lived in a house. So for me, moving isn't a big deal.
It does sound like you're trying to plant roots here. I know you have petitioned the mayor and city council to try to get the name of our city, Longmont, changed to Mindymont. And I think you have at least 4 signatures, including mine. I'm very supportive of this name change. I love alliteration, and you've got that in Mindymont. So I'm all for it. I think our kids signed off, although they're not 18. If we could just get like another 51,000 people, Longmont can become Mindymont. And your face is going to be on the water tower. It's going to be incredible.
Stop. I think I finally understand the phrase, his long-suffering wife.
Question 9.5, will they get a divorce before this interview ends? Maybe. I'm glad we're not live streaming. We probably have attorneys like pinging us on chat, like, hey, Mindy, I've got your back. Like, this guy's nuts. We can get him on. He's not of sound mind.
This is all being recorded, so I can play this at the hearing.
Oh, man. This is for entertainment purposes only. What I say does not really reflect my state of mind.
Question number 10. This is going way too long. Question number 10. Which would you rather have? Become partner or VP at your company or $1 million?
Some people have big goals for what they want to achieve in their career, and other people aren't so much. I don't think either is wrong, although what they do or why they want to become a VP or partner at their company, if it's just a status thing, well, I'd have an issue with that. Or if they want $1 million to spend it on drugs and who knows what other illustrious stuff, there's an issue with that too. So again, no right or wrong answer. This is just a way to learn a little more about your partner. And Mindy, I'm learning something about my partner right now that she thinks I'm nuts.
Spending $1 million on drugs? How much do you think drugs cost?
I don't know. Some drugs are probably pretty expensive, right? I have no clue. I don't have any experience
in
this.
Such a weirdo. Okay, question number 11. Tell me about a disagreement or a fight you've had with a partner over money. What was the disagreement about? How was it resolved? This is actually a really great question. This is going to tell you a lot about how they argue. Carl and I don't argue very often, but when we do, it's not accusatory.
Yes,
you
it
spent
is.
So.
Sorry.
Really just gonna. You spent so much money. How could you do that? You're ruining our marriage. There's ways to fight and there's ways to have discussions, and you need to have a discussion. You want a partner that wants to have a discussion with you. It's okay to be upset, but you can't have these ugly fights. That's just going to ruin your whole marriage.
Agreed. I have nothing to add.
Yeah, because I'm right. Question number 12. How do you define wealthy? Is it $10 million in the bank or a yacht? This will tell you a lot about your partner.
Yeah, it's such an interesting question. We both know people who are like, yeah, $1 million feels like I'm set. It feels like such an incredible amount of money. And then I can think of other people who are like, yeah, I need $10 million before I even begin to feel comfortable, which is pretty crazy. What amount do you need to feel comfortable?
I feel comfortable now.
Life is good.
Well, question number 13 is, how much money would you need to feel comfortable? So how do you define wealthy, and how much money do you need to feel comfortable? Those are great questions, and they go kind of hand in hand.
Yeah, I like our lives now. We get to do what we want. We're not ever going to buy a helicopter or fly on private jets, but that's okay.
I don't need to fly on a private jet. And why? What would we do with a helicopter?
Helicopter would be awesome. You don't want a helicopter?
I can't fly a helicopter.
No, you go take a lesson or two.
No, the FAA won't get me a license.
Well, I can fly it. I'm pretty good.
Okay.
And that's because of eyesight, nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have terrible eyes. Question 14. What item do you pay attention to most in your budget or spending? Are they paying attention to food, housing, vacations? You can learn a lot about their priorities here.
Super interesting question. What do you think we pay attention to, and what should we pay more attention to?
We should pay more attention to our travel budget, and food's a big one.
Yeah.
So we pay a lot of attention to our food budget.
Okay.
Question number 15. Would you rather work at a job you love for $75,000 a year or a job you hate for $175,000 a year? Again, no right or wrong answer here, but if you work at a job that you hate that pays you significantly more, you could exit the workforce earlier. However, I've had those jobs I hate, and sometimes the amount of money that you're making isn't enough to cover the horribleness of your awful boss.
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever have a job that I'd work for free. I just don't like being told where to be and what to do, I guess, except by you, of course.
Yes, and that's not a job because it's love.
Most of the time.
Yeah, no, all the time. You love me all the time. Last question. Uncle Larry is in a tough spot and asks for a loan. Do we give it to him? This probably happens a lot more than you think. I mean, how many people, before we started doing a podcast and writing a blog and all of that, how many people asked us for a loan because we're good with money? The only people I would lend money to are the people who don't need it, the people who can find it another way, the people who guaranteed will pay me back. And who's asking for money? The people I know for sure I will never see a dime of that back from.
Yeah, it's a tough question. I'm going to say a little secret here, which is probably not a good idea, but I'm going to say it anyway. We've had multiple people ask me for money, some people I know and some people I don't. And the thing I always come back with is, well, I'm not so sure about that, but do you want to talk about your financial situation? Perhaps there's a way I could help you figure out some things and get you in a better place. Without exception, no one has ever taken me up on that offer. It's just crickets. No one wants to try to figure out what they're doing wrong. They just want an easy solution. And if I was to give them that easy solution, they'd be asking me for more money the next week or the next month or the next year. But if they were to actually take me up on that, and here's where the secret comes in, I might actually be willing to help them. But they never do, so I don't. I think if someone was really in a tough spot, and I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but a friend or a loved one just came upon some super hard time, maybe not due to any fault of their own, maybe some sickness, I wouldn't lend them money. I would just give it to them and say, hey, if you want to, pay us back someday or donate an equivalent amount to charity, and you don't even have to tell us. But there's big strings with giving people money or lending people money. What do you think?
You know, Carl, on episode 392 of the Bigger Pockets Money podcast, we spoke with Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, and he said the same thing. He said, if somebody asks me for money, I tell them it's not a loan. I'm just going to give it to you, but you can never ask me for money again. We're not going to talk about it. It's just a gift. And then that's it. I'm never going to give you money again. And I think that's really important to distinguish, because you're probably never going to get it back if somebody wants to borrow money from you. You are probably going to resent them for not paying you back, and it's going to alter your relationship forever. Whereas if I give you money, that's my choice to give you money, and I'm not expecting the return. I'm not expecting you to pay me back. I'm not putting any pressure on our relationship. The person who borrowed it and didn't pay it back is the one who's putting pressure on the relationship. But there's not the pressure on the relationship to make the repayment, and there's no resentment.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it and a great way to do it.
Yeah. Plus, it's Mr. Wonderful's advice, too. Yeah. You and Mr. Wonderful right on the same page.
Wow.
All right. That wraps up this episode of the Mindy
and Carl
on Money podcast. These are 16 starter questions that we have for you, but we want to hear from you about questions you would recommend people ask their partner at the beginning, middle, or I don't want to say end, the beginning or middle of their relationship. So we now have a Facebook group that you can join and chat with us. That Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/Mindy on Money.
No Carl in there?
No Carl in there. It's just Mindy on Money.
Yeah, that would be pretty clunky. Mindy and Carl on Money after all that Facebook groups URL stuff. No one would ever find it.
Yeah. So you can also just go to Facebook and search Mindy on Money and it'll pop up too.
Cool.
You have to answer questions to join. If you're a bot, don't join.
No bots.
Okay, so we will post a question. Well, we have already posted a question by the time this has come out. So you can join in and give us your suggestions for questions to ask partners. And maybe we'll do a follow-up episode sometime.
Ooh, and we'll also post a link to the questionnaire on the Facebook group as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you so much for listening. Next week, we have an awesome guest. Ever heard of Budgets Are Sexy?
Of course.
Everybody knows that budgets are so sexy. Jay Money is coming in to chat with us about...
money.
Money. Wow. Really selling it there. He's coming in to chat with us about life after Fi, wife Fi, his past business experiences, his future plans. We talk about a lot of things. His yoga.
Okay, there's 100 boxes and 99 of them have a fart and one of them has unlimited White Castle for life. You get two chances. What do you
do? Is that where all the farts came from?
So meta. So it sounds like you would do it then.
No! Why are you... Stop talking about farts! This is Mindy on Money, not Carl's stupid joke podcast.
Okay, instead of farts, they have spiders, but they're only slightly venomous. But they could... They're jumping spiders, and if you open it up, they may or may not jump on your head.
Okay, first of all, they will, because jumping spiders jump. That's what they're called. Second of all, I would never open a box if there was the remotest chance there was a spider in there.
What if they were nice spiders?
There's no such thing.
Those daddy long... Well, I guess they're not really spiders. They're arachnids, but not spiders. Those are kind of cool, right?
No.
Oh.
Okay, for all of you spider lovers out there who want to convince me that they're great, you can email nope@ihatespiders.com.
Okay, 100 boxes.
Stop. Okay, how about this? 100 boxes, and every single one of them is you have to stop using the word fart forever.
I'm not opening any of them.
I already opened them all, so now you have to stop using that word forever.
That's my favorite word.
I know. That's why I said it.
Can we still have a PG podcast with all this fart talk? That you?
Yeah, probably. I don't think it's a... Yeah. Well, it is a four-letter word, but I don't think it's a bad word.
Yeah. It's a four-letter F word that we can say.
Ooh, that would make a good T-shirt. Fart, the four-letter F word that you can say on TV.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, classy. The end. Goodbye. Thank you for watching.
What the fart?
Stop.
Bye.